have a feeling that Stan and Jake are probably more recent to this.
Maybe, I don't know, something you don't.
And how do you normally refer to a person's wife? Just a white person, white man?
Just a white, just a white man, huh?
And do you know any kind of insulting words that colored people might use against white people? Just if they're mad at them, you know, and then I say behind their back.
Well, not to say anything like I've heard them say, poor white trash. That's one of the big ones.
What about this word cracker? Is that an
insult or is it not? Well, I think it is. It has generally taken me in Georgia crackers. Most of them see from Georgia, they say, you are a Georgia cracker. He came originally from Oklahoma or something like that. They used to use that word and then say he took sick. But here, most of them just say got sick. And another word that this family, I believe they were from Oklahoma, they used to, I don't hear if someone's nauseous or something, or they say, oh, I'm sick at my stomach. And then I always say he's sick to his stomach. Those two words always were peculiar to me. Then I would say, well, he was so sick to his stomach.
Some places.
They say on. I've heard them use that.
On
him.
And in the old days after a wedding, if you wanted to play a prank on the bride and groom, you'd get a cowbell and.
You would serenade them.
Have you ever heard cow thumps or shivery?
No.
What was the groom's best friend called? The man who stood up with him.
Best man.
In the old days, they
were
calling waiters.
I haven't heard that. It may have before my time, back in my grandmother's time. I don't remember the best man's illness when I remember.
And how do you frighten children? They say, you better behave now or what will get you?
Booger man.
And what are the greetings on December 25th that you remember?
Christmas gift.
Christmas gift.
They say that, yes.
Do people still exchange gifts?
Yes.